This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Ice hockey legend Mario Lemieux is among the most iconic and influential figures in Pittsburgh sports history. After finishing in last place in the 1983-84 season, the struggling Pittsburgh Penguins drafted the tall, 18-year-old French-Canadian with the first overall pick. Lemieux made an immediate impact, scoring a goal on the first shot of his first NHL shift during a season in which he posted 100 points and captured the Calder Memorial Trophy as the league's top rookie. Within 7 years, Lemieux turned the lowly Penguins into a powerhouse, leading the team to back-to-back Stanley Cup championships in 1991 and 1992. Lemieux battled injuries throughout his career, including herniated discs and a chronic back pain, but his biggest challenge came in 1993 when doctors diagnosed him with Hodgkin's lymphoma. After missing 2 months of the season to receive radiation treatment, Lemieux returned to action in March and, without missing a beat, won the league scoring title with 160 points. He created the Mario Lemieux Foundation later that year to fund cancer research projects throughout Western Pennsylvania. After another back injury forced him into early retirement in 1997, Lemieux once again saved the Penguins franchise when he became the majority owner of the team and rescued it from bankruptcy. He stunned the hockey world in 2000 when he announced his return to the ice as a player owner. Lemieux retired in January of 2006 as the franchise's all-time leading scorer with 690 goals and more than 1,000 assists during his Hall of Fame career. At the Heinz History Center's Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum, you can see Lemieux's Stanley Cup jersey and hockey stick, along with a new lifelike figure of Le Magnifique, hoisting the Stanley Cup.